In the last video, we saw how to get started with the Operations Management Suite OMS by registering for OMS. In this video, you will learn to choose solutions and connect the servers that you want to manage. Let's start by selecting the Settings tile. Here is an option that you can select solutions you would like to use. Let's leave it to default and click Add Selected Solutions. Now let's click Connected Sources. There are three options on how you can connect your server environment to gather data. One of the options is to connect any server or client directly by installing an agent. Another is using your existing System Center Operations Manager to attach your management groups or your entire Operations Manager deployment. Last, you can use an Azure Storage account configured with the Windows or Linux Azure Diagnostic VM extension. In this example, we will simply connect the existing Ops Manager environment by clicking Connect within the SCOM section. Here is an Ops Manager environment. You can see that VMM is connected to Ops Manager, showing multiple virtual machines. Now let's click Administration tab to get them connected to Operations Management Suite. You can see Operational Insights connection within Operational Insights tab. Let's add computers by selecting Add a Computer Group link in the middle of the screen. In the Computer Search dialog box, you can search for computers or groups monitored by Operations Manager. So we'll go ahead and select Search. Now let's select the WSU S01.contoso.com server to connect on board. We'll then click Add and then click OK. You can verify that the Operations Management Suite is receiving data by going to Usage tile in the portal. Data should appear in about 5 to 10 minutes. Let's go back to Operations Management Suite by closing the remote desktop. To collect logs and get quick insight, watch the next video in this series on how to add logs and create dashboards.